So your coworker gets a better job, you get mad, you retire. But then you come out of retirement, you go on that person's show, you've got animals running around your backyard, and now you're starting this whole big new deal. I don't get it. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalegi and Christina Stoffo.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Stoffo will be by soon. We will have more of the things that women say that annoy men. And yes, there are things and many of them that men say that annoy women. So Christina and I will go at it once again. Then it will be this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard, followed by more of the worst foods to eat while you are in the car. The car is not meant for eating, and we'll prove why. Then, a visit with our favorite weather prognosticator, one of America's favorite weather personalities, the one and only Lloyd Lindsay Young. Lloyd is our go-to guy for all things weather. It has been brutally hot across almost all of the country this summer. We'll check in with Lloyd and we'll ask why. We start things off this hour with Jon Stewart. Did you hear he's getting a new gig? That's right, Jon Stewart, who decided I had enough of this. I'm retiring. My time with The Daily Show is done. I've done all I can, and I'm now going to just go off and take animals and let them run around my backyard. Jon Stewart, not so quick to retire. If you remember, only a couple of weeks ago, we went on this diatribe one night on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert during the Republican convention, and it was the old Jon Stewart back again. Now, we've talked about this many times in the show, it all comes down to politics. If you wear a red hat, you think Jon Stewart is a hack. If you wear a blue hat, you think Jon Stewart is a sage and that he needs to be heard from every second of every day. Well, we're getting close to that because HBO has announced a new project with Jon Stewart, an animated cable news parody. Now, this thing is supposed to be kind of like The Onion, which is also kind of funny, depending upon your political perspective. New HBO programming president Casey Bloys told reporters, the hope is to have the still untitled short-form animated digital program up and running by September or October. But he emphasized Stewart has taken on, quote, a big endeavor. He's establishing an animation studio because he wants to get material out multiple times a day. Bloys said this during a panel at the Television Critics Association press tour. And the idea, it will be an animated parody of a cable news network with kind of like an onion-like portal. What does that mean? So he's going to be generating stuff all day, which means he's not going to do it. He's got enough money. He's going to hire people to do it, and he'll voice some of these things, and he will approve the politics on these things before they go out. I thought about it when it happened, and I believe the same thing now. He never wanted to retire. But he got completely annoyed that this Stephen Colbert character that he helped create on The Daily Show went ahead and got a network late night show. He got the Letterman gig. You know that had to piss Stewart off to no extent. Stewart was sitting there since, what, 2000 when he took over The Daily Show? Because Stewart had kind of bounced around here and there. Yeah, he had some other shows before, did some stuff with HBO. Didn't he do some stuff with VH1 or whatever? And then all of a sudden, it just dried up for him. And when Craig Kilborn, Craig Kilborn left The Daily Show way back when, Stewart really didn't have any options at this point. And so he went in there and he took this kind of a Saturday Night Live weekend update thing and turned it into this just big time political rant. And again, if you're a Dem, you love it. If you're a Republican, you hate it. And that's the way it was all these years. And it spawned Stephen Colbert. And with that being the situation, Colbert gets the Letterman gig. So Stewart got mad, and that's it. I'm taking my toys and I'm going home. But now he realizes, you know what? I kind of like going back on the Colbert Show and being seen again and being relevant again. But now he's going to create an animation studio? But politically one-sided cartoons, is that what you want on your newsfeed every day? No, but I guess it's what you want on your HBO. Stay with us. More to come. Things women say that annoy men. Coming up next, this is America Weekend. And I'm Ed Kalegi.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's more addictive than cigarettes, alcohol, and coffee? Technology.
A recent survey shows only 3% of people on vacation didn't check their email. Stuart Hughes, writing for the BBC, talks about his digital detox. It wasn't by choice. On vacation, deep in the woods in Canada, he found himself unable to get internet service.
3 long days later, he made a startling discovery. He says, as the virtual world receded, the real world in front of me came into sharper focus.
He created timeless memories. He lived moments personally and privately. Now he plans to make this an annual event.
Could you use a digital detox? It may help you reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think Green.
Harrison with you.
A surprising cash cow now lies in a surgical procedure some doctors are employing to treat hyperactivity in children. There's been some evidence that hyperactivity could be caused by a lack of sleep from apnea or a sleep disorder. So doctors are pushing tonsillectomies, or the removal of a child's tonsils, as treatment for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. They say boys with ADHD snore more than other children, and that the tired body may overcompensate by becoming hyperactive. Some 50% of tonsillectomies are done because enlarged tonsils interfere with a child's breathing. But in these scenarios, what's left out is that sleep apnea or other disorders are often caused by obesity. And throat surgery for profit over dealing with a child's diet may not be in the best interest of any child. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.